why I'd rather be a seahorse. We'd court for days first, changing color, swimming side by side, holding tails, or holding on to the same strand of seagrass. We wheel around each other in our pre-dawn dance, then do the true courtship dance, where he pumps water through his pouch to open and display its alluring emptiness. When I'm ready, we let go our anchor, drift upward, snout to snout, spiraling as we rise, till I stick my ovipositor into his pouch. I slim by a third as he swells. After we sink back into the waving seagrass, I'm the one who swims away. Alone, he jacks off into the sea. Fertilized, the eggs settle in, incubate for weeks. I drop by for morning greetings, swim off while he goes back to work, sucking up food through his snout. He's eating for 2,500 fry, hatched in his brood pouch. Out in the big sea, only a dozen will survive. I never see them. I need all my energy to create. He labors alone at night. When I return in the morning, the fry have drifted off, and he's ready for my next load.